Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. To learn more about City Place Church, visit cityplacechurch.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at City Place Church. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome to City Place Church Online. My name is Damon, and I, along with my wife, her name is Taisha, we are the lead pastors of City Place Church, and we welcome you here on this first Sunday of August. I am so grateful for the blessing of God on my life and on my family. Come on, can we just make a little bit of noise for Jesus right now, right where you are? Come on, just a little bit of noise right where you are. Come on, because this is not a spectator sport. This is all about Jesus. Father, we thank you for your blessing. Come on, make some noise in your house. Thank God for the blessing that he has declared over you and your children's children. Welcome to City Place Online. Today, we're kicking off a new series called Frequency, where we're cutting through the noise. We're cutting through the noise so that we can hear God clearly. And so you're going to need to do several things. First, you're going to need to lean in. Come on, everybody lean in. Lean in. Level 10, level 10, level 10. You're going to lean in. Now, level 10 at City Place means this, that you're going to remove the distractions. This is your time with the Lord. You're going to engage in the message today. Talk back to me today. And then third, take notes. Okay, you can find today's notes at cityplacechurch.com/notes. Our notes are up there, and I promise you that what God wants to do today, he's going to speak to you. So let's all lean in level 10, and let's get ready to jump in. One other resource I want to tell you about, next Sunday, August the 9th, we are kicking off 21 days of prayer on Sunday. And there is a resource for you on our website, cityplacechurch.com/notes. It is a prayer journal. And that journal not only has prayers that you can pray, different types of prayers like the tabernacle prayer, warfare prayer, but it also is a study throughout the week. And so that is available to you to download. I encourage you to take it and let's all move together. One sound, one voice, because here's the thing that I believe that God is sharing for us at City Place is that we are going to win some things in the spirit. Okay. And if we pray fervently in the spirit, we'll see God show up in the natural. And so there are going to be opportunities. You can find it right here as I'm communicating for us to gather in person and online in prayer. And so let's make sure that we all lean in and let's all do this together. So don't cut any corners. Don't just say, well, that's just something that they're doing. No, let's go after this with full fervency and with prayer. And so remember, we said that in this season of City Place, we are going to be growing up into, you know, full spiritual maturity day by day by day. And so we're going to take that journey. If you have your Bibles, turn me to John chapter 10. John chapter 10, I'm so excited to be kicking off this new series. Grateful for all that God is doing. Are you ready? John chapter 10, 3-5. But before we do that, let's pray. Father, we love you today. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, speak through me. God, let our ears be attentive to what you want to say. God, grow us into maturity. God, we pray right now that as storms are coming to the islands and coming to the United States, God, we just pray your protection over every single family and person. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Storms are coming, y'all. Make sure that you prepare. Take all precautions to be safe during this time. John chapter 10, 3-5, it says this, the gatekeeper opens the gate for him. The sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. They run away because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. This morning, we are talking about frequency. We're talking about cutting through the noise so that we can hear God's voice. Here's something that is really, really cool. When you read that story in John chapter 10, Jesus is having a conversation and he's making it clear that, listen, I'm the door. You're going to be coming through the door. And the one that's leading you through the door is going to lead you based on knowing you. So he's not only the door, but he's also the one that's leading us. It's amazing the relationships, y'all, that we have with Jesus. And it says that he knows all of the sheep by name. God knows you by name. He knows who you are. He knows what you're going through. He knows the season of time that we're in right now. And it says that because he knows us by name, it says that we follow. But he goes ahead and he leads us and he guides us. It says at the end of the passage that I read, it says, but the stranger's voice, they don't listen to because they've leaned in to the voice of the one that opens the door. As we go through this series, here's one spiritual focus that I want us to have. If you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. It's found in your notes. Here's our spiritual focus. We want to listen for God and to God's voice in everything. We want to listen for God and we want to listen to God's voice in everything. Proverbs 3:6 says this in the Message Bible. It says, listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, he's the one who will keep you on track. Listen to God's voice in everything that you do and everywhere you go, because he's the one that will keep you on track. Frequency. You know, as we lean in this morning, as we lean in over these next few days, as we enter into 21 days of prayer, our spiritual focus has to be that we will allow God to speak, we will listen, and we will respond. You know, during our series, Weak Eyes, we talked about landing in spiritual maturity and growing in spiritual maturity so that we can see what God is doing. Now we're adding, if we can see what God is doing, we want to hear what God is doing because we're continually to grow in maturity. Now here's our main focus for today, scripturally. Luke chapter 8, go with me to Luke chapter 8. We're going to read some verses and we're going to break it down so that we can have a foundation on how to begin to hear God's voice during these 21 days of prayer. Are you with me? Luke chapter 8, 3-8 says this. One day Jesus told a story in the form of a parable, verse 4 actually, to a large crowd that had gathered from many towns to hear him. Jesus said, a farmer went out to plant his seed. As he scattered his seed, some seed fell on a footpath where it was stepped on and the birds ate it. Other seed fell among rocks. It began to grow, but the plant soon withered and died for lack of moisture. Other seed fell among thorns that grew up and it was choked out. Still, other seed fell on fertile soil. The soil grew and produced a crop that was 100 times as much as had been planted. And when he said this, he called out, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Should listen and understand. Let's bring context. Early on, we said that Jesus is the gatekeeper, but he's also the one that's leading us and guiding us, and that our spiritual focus should be that we listen to God and for God in everything that we do. In the book of Luke, Jesus is having a conversation with a crowd of people. He's been doing miracles all day, and he starts to tell a story. And the reason why he tells a story is so that there can be understanding, the simplicity of God's word. So he says, now listen, I want to tell you a story of a farmer who throws seed. And it says that he scatters the seed. And the seed that is thrown falls in four different places. So let's just, for clarity's sake, show you what the seed means. All right, look at this. The seed that was sown represents the word of God. In fact, if you look at Luke chapter 8, verses 11 in the Living Bible, it says, it is this meaning, that the seed is God's message to men. So Jesus clearly said, now listen, the word of God is being spoken. And God is scattering the word. He's constantly speaking. He's constantly declaring. He's constantly emphasizing his word. He's giving promises. He's giving instruction. He's confirming. He's healing. He's speaking. And it's going to four different places, four different responses. So right where you are right now, God is speaking. God is speaking in the middle of the noise, the craziness of our life. There's hurricane season that we're in. There is political tension, racial tension, pandemic, stress in your home, things that you're navigating in your home. And Jesus is speaking to this crowd of people. And I'm declaring to you today the same thing Jesus said, that God's word is never void of progress. God's word is never silent. God is always speaking. He is always talking. He is always declaring. But it's going to land in four different places, Jesus says. And this morning, as we are kicking off our series and we're getting ready to go into prayer, what we don't want to do is we don't want to do any sort of religious routine. We don't want to just be praying. We don't just want to be talking to God. We want to hear God. Why? So that we can be changed, so that we can respond, so we can see God move in our life. I don't know about you, but when I pray, I want things to happen. When I spend time with God, I want to draw closer to God. I want to be able to hear God clearly so that as I'm making a decision or as I'm spending time with him, I want to have just this constant dialogue. I don't want religion. I want relationship with God. Amen. How many of y'all want relationship with God and not religion? Jesus says that the seed that is sown is the word of God. The seed that is sown is the word of God. So I want you to write down this frequency fact. Write this down. God does not have a speaking problem. We have a hearing problem. Did you catch that? God does not have a speaking problem. We have a hearing problem. Jesus clearly says that the word of God is going forth, but there are groups of people. There are moments of life. There is craziness where the word of God is stolen. So God doesn't have a speaking problem. We have a listening problem. Are you with me? I'm just getting geared up. Look, y'all, I didn't even stay in my seat. I want you to write this down. In order to hear God, you have to want to hear God. That's what Jesus is saying. In order to hear God speak, you have to want to hear God speak. Did you catch that? Let me slow it down. In order to hear God speak, you have to want to hear God speak. Let me keep going. Write this down. Some of us don't want to hear God speak because what he tells us may be inconvenient. Some of us don't want to hear God speak because what he tells us may be inconvenient. Jesus is talking to this crowd of people and he says, God is always speaking. Now watch this. Because Jesus is actually teaching them right then. He is verbally speaking to them about God speaking. And while he's speaking, there are going to be people who will hear God, Jesus speaking and add no value to him speaking. I can be communicating with you this morning. And if you're not leaning in level 10, we could be missing all that God wants to say to you. So then we can say, God, what are you saying? God, you're not saying anything to me. When God's like, I'm speaking. But so many of you have a listening problem. See, if we want to hear God speak, we have to want to hear God speak. And sometimes the reason why we can't hear God speak is because the thing that he's telling us, we feel like it causes us an inconvenience. See, as we go through these 21 days of prayer, let me say this boldly. In this time of crazy noise, this is not the time to play games with your relationship with God. This is the time to go, God, I'm coming hard after you. I'm coming hard after you, and I am going to be who you created me to be. God, use me to impact everything around me. Everything that is in my sphere of influence, use me. Can I tell you that you are not here by accident? God created you for a purpose, not so that you can fulfill all of your heart's desires, but so that we can fulfill his. And in the crazy noise, there's so many distractions. that cause us not to hear what God is saying. Jesus says, so let them that have ears, let them hear clearly. And so let's go. Let's break it down. I'm going to give you some things that impact God's frequency and your ability to hear. Because remember, God is speaking. God is constantly talking. He is constantly speaking. But watch, we may not be listening. We may not be listening. Write these down. The first thing that will impact God's frequency in your life and your ability to hear God is your heart condition. Is your heart condition. Look at what the word says. Same chapter, Luke chapter 8, Jesus is speaking. Let's dive a little bit deeper. All right, let's dive a little bit deeper. Luke 8, 12 says this in the Living Bible. It's a version of the Bible. Okay, it says this. It says the hard path where some seed fell, the word of God, fell on the hard paths. The hard hearts of those who hear God's word, but then the devil comes and steals the word away and prevents people from believing and being saved. There are some of you who are joining today, and you may not have had a church experience, or maybe you had a church experience and maybe you were hurt, or maybe you've seen Christians that they're more just about what, you know, the church is against versus what Jesus is for, and they're not life-giving. And so you're like, I want no part of that. Let me tell you that God's word is life-giving. It does instruct us. It does, you know, cause us to say, ow, a little bit. Remember that inconvenience part. But God's word is life-giving. Some of you have been hurt by people. Some of you have gone through situations and your heart's been scarred and you haven't been able to forgive, or you haven't been able to give it to God. And Jesus says, now listen, to this crowd of people, he says, listen, God is constantly speaking, but sometimes your heart condition causes you to not be able to hear God clearly. As I'm preaching to you, I feel like some of you are holding on to things and you've told yourself, I will never let that happen again. How dare they did this to me. And I'm telling you that if you don't let that go, that is actually crowd noise that's causing God's voice to be muffled. And it's causing you to be stuck. And Jesus is saying, God is speaking life-giving words. He's speaking health and strength and promises and instruction and clarity and how to go at the enemy's devices. But the condition of our heart is causing you to not even believe or be saved. Some of you are watching me today and you are saying, I don't even want a relationship with God. Can I tell you that my assignment today is to present Jesus to you in a way that's life-giving. He loves you beyond your wildest imagination. And if I can challenge you over the remaining moments that I have with you today, ask yourself, is my heart blocking? Is my hurt heart, injured heart, hard heart blocking the opportunity to receive the love of Jesus himself? See, I wrote this down. Your heart and my heart are impacted and hardened, and we develop issues of our heart because of the choices we make, because of unrepentant sin, and because of the actions of others. See, it's the choices that you and I make. And sometimes it's just, God, for the choices that I made, I'm sorry. And here's what's amazing. The Bible says that when we ask for forgiveness and when we receive the forgiveness that Jesus gave us when he died on the cross, it says that God's like, whoosh, whoosh. Hey, I don't even remember what you did. So can we just have a moment really fast? Come on. Can we just put into practice what we're talking about? If my heart impacts my ability to hear, can we just have a moment of a ministry moment right now? How many of you all would say, you don't have to put it in the chat, but in your own home, right where you are, remember, we've removed the distractions. We're engaging in the message so that God can change us, right? How many of y'all would say in your own home that I've got an issue with my heart? I'm still mad at them. I'm still hurt here. or I haven't forgiven myself because I did this to this person, or I feel like this or that. I don't really know. But I believe in this moment, God could heal that heart. I believe that we could break up some of those places so that we can hear God again. Come on, can you say this after me? Say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I receive your forgiveness for, and I want you to put in whatever it may be. Forgive me for telling an untruth. Forgive me for holding on to this offense. Forgive me for, come on, can you say that? And I believe right now, Jesus is beginning to do the work so you can hear him clearly. Write this down. James chapter 1, 21 says this, get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the message. Watch now. Humbly accept the word. Humbly accept what God is saying and what God has planted in your hearts. For it is strong enough to save your soul. Remember, I just told you, Jesus says the word of God goes out. And because of the issues of our heart, it's the birds come and they snatch it away. And the devil comes and he rips it from your life. And it causes some of us to not be saved and free. And then James repeats it again. He says, now listen, remove all of that from your life. Remove it. The hurts of others. Let it go. Ask God to heal you. Ask God to forgive them. You say, God, work on me. And then James says, and then you accept with humility what God's saying to you. And then it's strong enough to save you. Write this down. The second impact on God's frequency or your ability to hear God clearly, distractions. Distractions. I don't know about you, but I've been distracted over the last 4.5 months. As I'm pursuing God, there are things that's, you know, it's like a rabbit. It's like, oh. Let me chase after this. Let me do this. And God's like, Damon, slow down. Damon, focus on me. Damon, if you get distracted, you'll be walking and you'll be listening to a voice that's not mine. Remember early on, we talked about Jesus saying, hey, listen, the gatekeeper opens the door. Follow after the one whose voice you know. The strangers, my sheep don't follow. See, distractions come into our life to distract us. The enemy uses so many different things to steal our focus from God. He puts it in our lives to steal our focus from being able to hear God, to be able to see God, to be able to respond to how God wants us to respond. You know, and let me just say this, not all distractions are bad. Like, I love watching sports, but if I'm not careful, the time that I should be spending with God can be consumed by my distractions. How many of y'all have one of these here phones? You know, my phone can become a distraction. It's designed for me to stay in communication. But now, with all of my apps and all of my access to the internet, it can literally become a distraction. I don't know about you, but there are times when I've done my Bible reading on my phone and then somebody will text me and whatever they are texting me, it becomes important and it becomes a distraction. See, there are things that the enemy will use to impact the frequency of our life. Look at what Jesus continues to say. In Luke chapter 8, verse 13, the Living Bible again, it says the stony ground represents those who enjoy listening to sermons. Y'all enjoying me this morning? Come on, can I get an amen? It says, look, there are people who enjoy listening to sermons, but somehow the message never really gets through to them. And it doesn't take root and grow. They know the message is true and sort of believe for a while. But when the hot winds of persecution blow, they lose interest. Jesus says, there are so many people that love going to church. They hear messages every single week. They will watch City Place at 10, leave City Place at 10, go and listen to more and more messages, and won't apply any of it. They'll feel good. Y'all will be motivated. You'll be strong. But when the day comes and the noise gets louder and the enemy throws things at you and your home, none of it is set in, because the word of God hasn't been rooted in your heart. The reason why we're doing 21 days of prayer is because we want 21 days of prayer to begin to engage the spiritual realm of heaven. And we're saying, God, we're committing this period of time to you because I want prayer to form a habit. I want prayer to be who I am. I want to be in constant dialogue with you. You gave me access to communicate with you. See, I said this a little bit earlier. Prayer is communicating with God, but it's also warring against the enemy. And so when we are praying, we're saying, God, speak through me. I want to hear you. And I am praying and communicating according to your word. I believe everything that you're telling me. God, I know that your word is true, and I'm going to let it become alive in me. Jesus says, warning. Warning, the noise, the distractions can cause everything that's being spoken to you to be taken away. Beware of distractions. Look at Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verse 39. It says this, it says, and she had a sister named Mary who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was listening to Jesus' teaching. But Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving. In this story, Jesus comes to visit Martha and Mary, the two sisters. And when Jesus comes in, Martha has been serving, working, man, the house was clean. They had prepared for Jesus to come in. And when Jesus walks in the door, Mary goes, stop the work. Let me focus on Jesus. When Jesus is around, we need to listen to what he is saying. He is healing blind eyes. People are being set free. Like he is the deliverer. He is the Lord God himself. He is Emmanuel. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Let us lean into all that he has to say. Meanwhile, Martha just looks and says, oh, that's just Jesus. We already know Jesus. Jesus is hanging out here before. He's Lazarus's friend. That's just Jesus. And then Martha, when you continue to read the story, she goes over to Jesus and is like, Jesus, you see her just laying down and listening? She should be working while you're here. And Jesus is like, no, you don't understand. Martha, you're working and you're distracted with work when you should be focused on me. See, we could be distracted with the busyness of life, like trying to advance our career, trying to provide for our families, coaching this team when we gather again, doing extra so that we can get out of debt, or trying to advance our business, or trying to study so that we can get our degree. And all those things, our heart can mean well, but Jesus is like, I am the most important part of your life. Please don't take my words for granted. Please don't take who I am for granted. If you would just seize the moment and realize that you have complete access to my friendship and my life, take advantage of that. Don't be distracted from hearing me speak life and spend time with you. I could see Jesus saying, I enjoy spending time with you just as much as I hope you enjoy spending time with me. Can I tell you that Jesus loves spending time with you and I? He looks forward to doing that every single day, but the distractions of our life could make Jesus feel like, hey, you're taking advantage of what you mean to me. What I hope I mean to you. See, it can be our heart condition which causes us to not hear God clearly, or it can be the distractions which causes us to not hear him clearly. Remember, our spiritual focus during this series is that we want to be able to listen for God and to God, for his voice in everything that we do. I wrote this down, and I want you to write this down. In order to hear God's voice, you will have to turn down the world's volume. You will have to turn down the world's volume. See, the world has thrown so much at us. There's so many reports. If you watch the news at any period of time, you'll see that the reports that we hear, constant news, constant information, and I can be drawn away by what I hear, or can be drawn away by what I hear. Are you with me? I can be drawn away by what I hear, or I can be drawn away by what I hear. See, if I'm listening to the voice of God, I want to be drawn away by what God is saying. I don't want to be drawn away by what my natural ears are hearing. I want to be drawn away by what God is saying to me. Write this down, number three. And we've been talking about this in our series, Weak Eyes. We've been talking about maturity. Look at this. The third thing that impacts God's frequency and our ability to hear God is immaturity. Last week, we said that we could be physically mature and spiritually immature. And Jesus is talking to this crowd of people, and he says, now listen, the reason why when God speaks and he scatters the word of God, he says, the word of God lands in a place where people's heart's not right and they can't hear God. People are distracted and they can't hear God. He says, but then God's word lands in a place where people are just immature and they can't even receive God's word. Look at what he says. He says this, Luke 8, verse 14. He says, the seed that fell among weeds stands for those who hear, but as they go their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they don't mature. Woo, watch this, y'all. Jesus says to this group of people, he says, the word of God drops on people's lives, and it's choked away because they start chasing what they want to chase. They start chasing after things that bring them no value, but they feel like it does. He says that we spend time worrying about things that only God could handle, that only God could fix. And we make it our own struggle. We make it our own focus. We make it our own fight. We make it our own priority. We make it our own pursuit. We make it our own source. And Jesus says, God is sending his word, and it lands on this group of people who are not mature enough to realize that in God's word, there is comfort, there is peace, there is provision, there is safety, there is abundance, there are pleasures, there is joy, there is excitement, there is grace, there is fulfillment. Jesus is saying, people will hear God's word, push it aside, and say, I've got to get mine. And Jesus said they missed sight of the fact that God's word has all of those things. But because they're pursuing something that they want to pursue, they aren't even able to hear what God is already declaring to them. And so he says, because they can hear that word and say, they push it aside. He says that they never mature. Remember, we said that as we spend these series and we spend our time together week after week, and as we spend 21 days of prayer, we're asking God spiritually mature us. You know, in our series, Weak Eyes, the last message we preached, we said, God, give us focused eyes. Focused eyes are spiritually open eyes, which are landing in spiritual maturity, where we're saying, God, you pull in me, you know, you put in me things that's required so that I can grow spiritually. You pull out of me immature things, so that I can be all that you've called me to be, and I can hear your voice so clearly. Jesus says the reason why so many don't hear God clearly is because they have immaturity. Who would have thought that immaturity would have been a part of the noise? That distractions, noise, and my heart, a part of the noise from hearing God clearly. Hebrews chapter 12, 1 through 2 says this, since we are surrounded by so many examples of faith, we must get rid of everything that slows us down, especially sin that distracts us. We must run the race that lies ahead of us and never give up. We must focus on Jesus. The writer of Hebrews says, listen, remove everything. Remove the distractions. Hey, lean in level 10. Remove the distractions. Like, focus in on God. It says that there are so many around you who are leaning into God. So many around you who can hear God's voice. So many around you who have trusted Jesus in full completion and not no shame. They're like, I'm all about my relationship with God. He says, you do the same. Put aside any distraction and you keep your focus on Jesus, so that you can hear him clearly. And here's the fourth thing. Here's the fourth thing. Jesus is speaking to the crowd. And he says, the thing that impacts your frequency, your ability to hear God's voice, is your prepared and expectant heart. Luke 8, verse 15 says, but the good soil represents honest, good-hearted people. They listen to God's word and cling to them and steadily spread them to others who will also believe. Jesus says, now listen, there's a group of people in City Place. This is what God is calling us to be. 21 days of prayer. Jesus says, the word of God goes four different types of people. He says, but it lands on a group of people who say, what God says is mine. The book of Isaiah says that when God says something, it cannot get back to him unaccomplished, but it will fulfill all that he sets it out to do. There's a group of people who says, God, when you speak, I receive everything that you've spoken. It shall be done in my life. I believe that it will come alive in me. I will live according to your word. Revive me according to your word. God, I am going to focus on your word. God, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God, I give you permission to speak audibly into my life. Speak through your word. Speak through me, God, so that others can be impacted. God, I believe your word. Jesus says that that's good soil. When you are preparing for the word of God to be delivered and spoken into your life, he says that the one that is in the good soil, he says their heart, remember, heart condition, number one, he says their heart is prepared. Their heart is right before God. Their heart is situated for God to be God in their life, to be Lord in their life, to be Father in their life. And so they are anticipating what he will say, and they are excited about what God will do. And so God says, here comes the word, and they catch the word. And then it says that they hold on to the word. They cling on to the word. They don't let go of the word because they value the word. And then it says that after they hold on to the word, it says that they spread the word. They spread the word to others so that others can believe as well. Can I tell you that as God is speaking to you, we can no longer be a consumer Christian where God just speak to me, God just speak to me, God is all about me, God fill me up, God do in my life. No, Jesus says the one that thrives when God is speaking, the one who can hear God clearly is the one who says, God speak, I'm ready. Come on, God speak, I'm ready. God, I'm holding on to your word. God, I receive your word for me. And God, since this word is going to be active in my life, else. And so as a group of people, as the church of Jesus Christ, as you are hearing God speak to you, don't just let God speak to you. Say, God, now let this word grow in me so that somebody else can be impacted. So when we go into 21 days of prayer, we're not just asking God to meet our need. We're asking God to break down walls in our city. We're asking God to break down walls in your house. We're asking God to heal. We're asking God to unite. We're asking God to move in our city. Move where you are. We're asking God to take over. Why? Because when Jesus shows up, things change. See, when the word of God gets on the inside of us and we can hear God clearly, we realize, God, use me. Use me to let others know that your word is true and that you don't have a speaking problem. You're always talking. Let me tell you this morning that he who has an ear, let him hear. God, deal with my heart. God, I'm not going to be distracted over these 21 days. God, you mature me over these 21 days. God, I am standing in full preparation and expectation of what you're going to say and what you're going to do during this series, during my focus time of prayer. God, you can do whatever you want to do. Say what you want to say. God, and I declare that what you speak to me, I am going to pray out this week. I'm going to pray out over the next 21 days. God, let me speak life to my neighbor. Let me speak life to my friend. Let me decree a thing over my home and over my family. Because God, I believe that you're speaking to me. As we wrap up today's service, I want to just give you just a couple of thoughts. How do we prepare to hear God's voice? Number one, you repent. God, I'm sorry. Sorry for the distractions. Sorry for my heart. Sorry for the things that didn't allow you to mature me. We focus. Remember Hebrews. Focus on Jesus. And then we commit. We commit all of us. Nothing held back. Nothing restrained. It all goes to God. See, God's voice is clearest in a prepared environment. God's voice is clearest in a prepared environment. As we wrap up today, I challenge all of us to say, God, change me. God, I'm going to focus on you. And God, you can have my life completely. You know, for some of you, this is your first opportunity to have an encounter with Jesus. For others of you, it's time to let God do some heart surgery. It's time to let God remove some distractions. It's time to let God mature us. But all of us need to have an encounter with Jesus. And so you're watching me today and you would say, Damon, I know that I need to have God deal with my heart. I know that I want to step into a relationship with Jesus for the very first time. Remember, we said that we want to repent, we want to focus, and we want to commit. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again, that he comes and he lives on the inside of you. And today, we're going to pray a simple prayer. And the Bible says that Jesus comes and lives on the inside of your life. Come on, can we say this prayer together? Come on, say, Dear Jesus, today I acknowledge that I need you. I repent of all of my sins and I receive your forgiveness. Thank you for dying on the cross for me and being raised from the dead for me. I accept you freely as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on. Can we make some noise for those that accepted Jesus today? The Bible says that all of heaven rejoices when one person meets Jesus. I want to tell you, well done. You have done amazing in choosing to follow Jesus this morning. Now, I want you to do one of two things for me. I want you to go to cityplacechurch.com/what's next, but also text and just say yes. Yes, I accepted Jesus based on the number 407-393-8426. Our team would love to come around you and celebrate the decision that you made this morning. Now, we're getting ready to enter into a time of giving. This is our act of worship this morning. There are ways to give. You can give right here at cityplacechurch.com/give. But I just believe that God is going to continue to use City Place to continue to make an impact. I want to let you know that because of your giving, we were able to support a local food pantry by helping them supply some meals during this month of July. And so I just want to say thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness in being responsive to all that God is asking of you. So many things are happening as you prepare. Don't forget, 21 days of prayer kicks off. We are gathering for a time of prayer. You can also just join us online. Have a great week in Jesus.
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.